Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Frederick Haluska, and I got a charge on my bank card for like $50-some-odd from your company. I don't even know who you all are.
Okay, sir. It's a lot of noise in the background. It's kind of difficult to hear you.
One moment. We'll turn the TV down here. When we get the TV. I got it.
I got it.
Yeah, I got this lady. The lady answered right away.
I got it.
Can you hear me now?
Can I please have your zip code, sir?
Yes, I got a charge of my bank card from your company. I don't know who you all are.
We're a third-party call center. We service over 300-plus different companies.
Okay, but I don't understand how you got my credit card information.
Sir, can I please have your zip code?
65606.
And your first and last name, please.
My first name is Frederick. My last name is Haluska, Haluska.
And for security purposes, can you please verify your address on the account?
I don't know. How can I verify an address on an account? I don't know who y'all are.
We're a third-party call center that service over 300-plus different companies.
But I didn't approve anybody to take any money off my account.
Yes, sir. If you're being charged by us, then you would have an account with us. Can you please verify the address on the account?
133 Carruthers Lane, Alton, Missouri.
Yes, sir. That's the address we do have on file. It looks like you entered in for a chance to win a iPad back on the 12th of March.
No.
Okay, sir. Do you want me to transfer you to the fraud department?
Yeah, I want my money back because I didn't authorize anybody to take any money off my bank card.
So do you want me to transfer you to the fraud department or no?
I don't care what you do. Whatever I have to do to get my $56.95 back in my banking account.
I can send you 35% back.
Pardon me?
I can refund you 35% back, sir. In the terms and conditions that were agreed upon, it did state that you'd be agreeing to sign up.
But I didn't give anybody permission to take anybody. What do you mean you're going to give me 85% back? 85% of what?
35% of the charge, sir. Because in the terms and conditions, it had to be agreed upon in order to pay for that entry fee for the iPad.
I did not agree to anything.
Yes, sir. It does state that you'd be agreeing to sign up our monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With that subscription, you do receive $125 gift card sent to you via email.
I didn't agree to anything, ma'am. I don't know where you're getting that information from.
Yes, sir. I can refund you 35% and cancel out the account. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account.
No, I want my $56.95 back because y'all didn't have no right taking it.
Yes, sir. I can refund you 35% back.
Pardon me?
I can refund you 35% back.
35%?
Yes, sir.
Do what y'all got to do. I'll get a hold of my bank first thing Monday morning, and we're going to find out where y'all from and why you're all doing this, because I don't use my bank thing online to no one.
Okay, sir. Well, let me see if there's anything else I can do. Please hold.
I mean, give me 35% of my money back and a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
She said I authorized them. I paid $56 for a chance to win something. Oh, too hard for my money to give it away for something.
Okay, sir. So what I can do for you is refund you 50% back, and you're still able to use that gift card.
I don't have no gift card.
Yes, sir. It'd be in your email. I should just check in your spam folder or your junk folder. That refund is going to take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account. Would you like to come for cancellation confirmation number?
Yes, I do want a confirmation number. Go ahead.
It's going to be Diaz and Charlie, 259-350-314.
And where is this gift card?
It'd be in your email.
From who?
SelectedPremierDiscounts.com.
I'll check on my computer, but I don't think so. So I'm going to expect 50% back in how many days?
3 to 5 business days.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.